There comes a time in every human life where we must make serious life-changing decisions if we are to retain control of our own destiny. And after that decision, there comes time and time and again the need to return and recommit to that decision. That is what today is about. Today and now are important. The now is where the rubber meets the road. It's the only point in all of space and time that you have to interact. But tomorrow is just as important because it's an entire new day now. Most people tend to start their explanations about how hypnosis works by starting with the history of the subject. I personally feel this only adds to confusion about what hypnosis is, and I'll tell you the truth up front now. No one really knows yet how or why it works, but it does. The power of consciousness is still mystery. Even the definition still eludes us, but the effects are still clearly and scientifically abundant enough to declare that the reality of consciousness is more empirical than the reality of the physical. Our modern English language is put to the task in deciphering the abstractness of the subconscious's mind into something coherent enough to communicate to each other, let alone communicating this truth to ourselves. The ultimate goal of hypnosis is to communicate beyond language. Language, the words we speak within our own mind, form the boundary of ego. Ego is only the opposite of I am. Ego is vanity and the untruth that declares I am not. Ego is the only thing that really dies when our physical bodies do. Ego is the only part of us that fears death. Communicating beyond language, communicating beyond ego, is truly speaking to your spirit or soul, or the energy that makes up your consciousness, however you feel most comfortable putting it. To know yourself is to know that you truly are, and truly will be, which means learning who you are beyond your own ego. What you are when that ego is gone. How you speak and think when there is no language left. And what emotions or energy remains after your physical body is gone, that determines who you were, are, and will be. To truly know yourself is to become immortal and defy death. To truly know yourself is to know exactly what you are not, and why you are more than the sum of your parts. These principles have been taught and examined over thousands of years, and religions and philosophies have come and gone dedicated to this purpose, but the goal remains. From the first human consciousness to the last, the struggle is the same. The question of who am I and why am I here will mock the most primitive and ancient man, as well as the most advanced far off into the future. I like the wisdom of the man that said that asking these questions shows that your mind is aware that it is not only capable of answering them, but that you are willing and ready to take responsibility for answering them. Now, your first obvious question is, what is defiant all about? Does it have something to do with defying authority, being a pain in the ass whenever you feel like it? No. The core position of the defiant is this, that we are our own worst and only true enemy, that we are slaves to our egos, and that the subconscious, the entire mind, is what should be master. That part of us that urges to make stupid mistakes out of arrogance and vanity when we know better, when the rest of the mind knows we are heading towards a disastrous mistake, but the ego pushes forward, blocking the inevitable outcome in your mind through a fog of ego. Your defiant self is your entire self. That character and mind that exists without ego and beyond ego. The purpose of every religion or philosophy is to reach a state of mind beyond ego, because it's the same state of mind we came from, and the same state of mind we all return to. Death is not the end, but don't believe anything that you do not know to be true from personal experience. Don't just take my word for it. Experience truth. There will be many obscure truths that can easily be experienced through introspection throughout these sessions. These will change the fundamental way your mind works and bring about the changes you desire. What are these changes in truths? Well, Start with one. Another basic understanding that you need and to rewrite your mind with is the truth that linear time does exist. Now, you might argue that you have lived your entire life with time always moving forward and leaving a past behind you, and that's about as linear as it gets. But the truth is that when you get away from the distractions of society and the world, you can realize that throughout your entire life that you would map as linear, that you have never, ever experienced any other moment than the present. The present is the only real thing. The past only exists in the mind. Past and future are something that you can never experience, but you know through the experience of the mind. The experience of the mind is the core method of all defiant training. Using the example of knowing the past only through the mind, remembering an experience that changed your basic process of thought and experience ultimately comes down to coded systems of neurons and synapses within your brain, like a computer program, which is ultimately more real than the real physical event itself was. Understand the implications of this, that you really can learn as much from books as you can real life, that experiences and lives you lead in your dreams are just as important and affect you just as much as anything in the waking world, that your mind is ultimately capable of understanding and experiencing anything. Being defiant means defying the status quo. It means defying the ego. It means defying the futility of death. It means defying anyone else's definition of yourself other than you. For hundreds of years, Western civilization has divided the people in our society into those who fight, those who work, and those who pray. And today, we defy this tradition and separation. We are all those. A defiant has fully cultivated a well-rounded character and education. Defy classification and be the poet warrior. Be the philanthropic capitalist. Be the scientist shaman of the next generation. The defiant has been called into the world at this time, born out of the need from collective subconscious and seated in the greatest time of change in human history. We are not self-fulfilling prophets, we are not a religious organization, and we are nothing more than the search for fulfillment placed into us at birth. We are the children who our forefathers wrote the Constitution for. We are only a philosophy that places internal character and internal experience above all else, above money, above power, above peace, above luxury. The only hierarchy that is acknowledged is the one that nature teaches us, that the only difference between student and teacher is who is asking the question and who is attempting the answer. The only sin is not improper action, but lack of action, lack of desire, and lack of will. The defiant no longer has faith, just personal experience, knowing truth. The defiant doesn't believe that a God does not or not exist. The defiant knows. The defiant rejects all organized orthodoxies, both religious and atheist, both political and cultural. The fact that conscious observation changes scientific and natural reactions gives us a valuable insight into the nature of consciousness. Consciousness is eternal. It is ingrained into the physical makeup of the multiverse. Every atom and particle expanding throughout space and time is responsive to consciousness, because ultimately none of it would exist without consciousness. There are more colors than what our eyes can see. There are more emotions that lie undiscovered within that unexplored 90% of our brain. This does not mean that our consciousness is not capable of understanding and experiencing these things now, not after it has accepted the fact that existence is reality. And like existence, singular in consciousness, awareness is the only reality we can ever truly know. Accepting a consensus reality is a lack of will and a lack of desire.